The Buffalo Bills did not bring their fans their most coveted gift, a trip to the playoffs this year. Nonetheless, the team still has one more game this Sunday, and they travel to play the New England Patriots. That leads us into this morning's Beyond the Playbook. With the game essentially meaningless for both teams, Matt Sabuda decided to keep with the holiday spirit and focus on some of the items that should be on the team's wish list in the coming year.
Well, let's start with the obvious. In the quarterback position, of course, hate to beat this to death, but for the Bills to get a substantial upgrade at this position, it would really be like Clark Griswold getting his luxury in-ground pool on Christmas vacation, and that's no understatement, complete with Christy Brinkley and all, if we were able to pull that off. But I have to say, it's somewhat distressing for the Bills to be sticking with Kyle Orton in a meaningless game against the Patriots, rather than see if EJ Manuel has taken any strides whatsoever. You really don't get the luxury of live game opportunities in the offseason to measure Manuel's progress. So while the Patriots likely aren't going to be playing a lot of their starters, could still be worthwhile to see what Manuel would look like.
There must be other positions on this team that need some upgrading as well.
You look at the running back position, which has also been a major problem for the Bills this year, and that if the Bills don't rush for 174 yards against the Patriots on Sunday, which that's pretty unlikely for a team total, for a team that's been struggling in particular, it'll be their lowest rushing total ever in a 16-game season. But in my mind, the biggest offseason issue is making sure they keep defensive end Jerry Hughes. He's likely to command $8, $9 million a year in free agency, and the Bills are likely to have that money to spend. And I think the combination of Hughes, Marcel Darius, Kyle Williams, and Mario Williams, got to say, arguably one of the best defensive line combos in the NFL, and you just hope that the Bills can keep them together.
Okay, playoffs are out, but there is a game on Sunday against the Patriots.
The Patriots, unlike the Bills, who can't make the playoffs, the Patriots have wrapped up the AFC's top seed and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. The Patriots, though, face a couple of kind of intriguing propositions for this game. It makes football sense to rest starters like Tom Brady and defensive tackle Vince Wilfork. However, this meaningless game carries plenty of meaning for these two players. If Brady plays in this game against the Bills, his contract becomes fully guaranteed for the next three seasons. And for Wilfork, if he doesn't play in this game, he'll likely miss out on a $1.75 million bonus. So it'll be interesting to see how much latitude the Patriots coaching staff gives its players for individual pursuits versus keeping the team fully healthy for a lengthy playoff run. But either way, I think that means the Bills are likely to face quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, plenty of the Patriots backups for a substantial portion of the game. So don't be surprised, Bills fans, if the Bills do go out there and steal this game, winning their first at Gillette Stadium in 12 years. And in some ways, I think it would almost be a bit of a disappointment if the Bills ended their streak in New England against backups. You know, I know that Bills fans are clamoring for the day when a good Bills team can go into New England and take down Tom Brady when it means something. But unfortunately, they're going to have to wait again until next year for a chance to see that.
I've heard that again. Wait again until next year. One other thing, Matt, a question since we are talking about next year with the Bills. This year, hockey continues. You have an interest in hockey?
Sure, yeah. This is certainly an interesting time for the Sabres.
WBFO is going to be having a weekly show taking a look at hockey. It's called Behind the Bench. It's going to feature hockey writer Bill Hoppe and WBFO's Omar Fattuso. You have that to look forward to in the new year as well.
Fantastic.
And as always, Matt Sabuda, thank you very much for going Beyond the Playbook.
Thanks, Jay.